presentation, I will talk about how evidence-based multi-sectoral process, planning process, can actually help you mobilize resources. And it's not as much as the technical aspect of it is talking about cost and effectiveness. It's also a political process. And in this, a number of people participated and organizations, Carol Shepherd, Rachel Sanders, Dr. Hussein, and also Deliver was part of our team. So let's look at the main approach, what all it involved. Actually, number of policy dialogues and awareness raising meetings, capacity building, because it was a country-driven process, like they know the best, what can work, how to handle the issue of planning, what resources are needed. This was totally done by country stakeholders. It involved policy research and analysis to influence the process or to inform the process. It was a participatory planning. It involved collaboration and cooperation between different sectors, different organizations, and different groups of people. And it involved advocacy from the very beginning. It was continuous part of it, from the putting it high on policy agenda to mobilizing resources. So I'll just briefly tell you about all the steps involved in the process, and then we'll talk about it. Like, we conducted key informant interviews, organized stakeholder meetings, formed contraceptive security working group. When we are talking about contraceptive security, it's defined as when every man and woman have ability to choose, obtain, and use contraceptives. So we are not just talking about the availability of contraceptives at the service delivery point. We are also talking about that these people have information, they have access to contraceptives, and they have enough information to be able to choose contraceptives and family planning services. Formed a contraceptive security working group. We conducted policy analysis and mobilized information for decision making, built capacity of core group, prioritized issues, conducted strategic planning workshop, costed the plan, which is an important part of it, and advocacy for the approval of the strategy and funding and dissemination of the contraceptive security strategic plan. So first part was conducting key informant interview. It involved a very detailed stakeholder analysis, just to first understand who are the key stakeholders, who decides about the plans, who makes policy decisions, who is responsible for allocating resources, who are all involved in the process. So making them aware of contraceptive security and also generating common understanding of it, and understanding the key issues in the country that involved, that was part of the key informant interviewed. Then we had a big strategic planning workshop where we introduced the concept contraceptive security, discussed some of the issues, and it was attended by number of stakeholders, Ministry of Health and Population, NPC, National Population Council, Ministry of Planning, Ministry of Finance, different donors. And also we involved people from the governance level. And then we formed multi-sectoral groups. One was for forecasting needs for contraceptives, and the other one responsible for planning, strategic planning for contraceptives. And they also, we had a steering committee made of number of stakeholders just to be informed about the process or any advice they have to move the process forward. It involved number of policy analysis and mobilization of information. We use SPARKS framework, which is a detailed diagnostic tool to understand different issues and at the policy level, systems level, demand, and all logistics. And it has seven components to understand. So what are the main issues when we are talking about contraceptives? What all needs to be fixed? What are the opportunities available? We conducted detailed family planning market segmentation analysis. You can also say it's quintile analysis. And used DHS data for last three DHS. management, logistics management, just looking at supply chain and what are the issues involved, what all local or Ministry of Health needs to learn about it, how they can improve efficiencies. Developed financial scenarios, looking at different things can be done, like if what happens if the private sector share changes. What will happen if they start local production of contraceptives? Or if the Ministry of Health takes all the responsibility? What about people start paying out of pocket? Like different types of situations, and based on that develop financial scenarios, how to meet the needs of contraceptives and how to pay for it. Costing was an important part of the process. Not only Egypt has very good information about the cost of per unit cost of providing contraceptives and family planning, but our process also involved costing of this strategic plan. And also prospective and retrospective cost benefit analysis of family planning program last 25 years and coming 25 years. Just looking at it, okay, how much you spent in last 25 years and what were the cost savings and also health benefits out of it? And what about if you keep on spending money for next 25 years and what will be the benefits? And this kind of information is very useful for planning and advocacy purposes. So, and also, as I mentioned, that it was a country-driven process. It was all done by the local stakeholders. So we did a lot of training, and the process is what more like learning by doing, just looking at strategic planning, how it works, what should be the process we follow, how to cost a plan. And they also, we organized a study tour to Morocco so that they can understand their process of strategic contraceptive security. We shared experiences of other countries. So a lot of just working with them in the process and developing capacity to actually go to do better planning and resource mobilization activities. So as part of the system diagnostic SPARS framework, we came up with like long list of issues, like all these problems in the system and we need to fix it. So in that, we organized a prioritization workshop where we presented data on different studies like market segmentation, costing, financial scenarios, willingness to pay, demand for contraceptives, logistics, all this work, and then discussed all those issues. And we had a very good criteria looking at, okay, if you look at this issue, how important it is in terms of impact on achieving contraceptives security, or how much it is going to cost. Is it feasible? Can you change it? How urgent it is? Like all these issues we discussed in the prioritization, and finally came up with six important issues which are really critical, can really help move forward contraceptive security agenda. And in this process with this strategic plan based on demographic analysis, came up with set goals which are quantifiable goals and just with date, everything, okay, what you need to do, and then overall is strategy with six components in it. And then for each strategy, very detailed activity plan, action plan, and who will do what is the timeline, who will pay for it, and who will actually implement activities, a role for different sectors, different organizations, a multi-sectoral plan. It involved a number of planning meetings, small meetings, big meetings, but this was a very interesting process when people were discussing how to achieve contraceptive security. I just want to share some of the key graphs or the information we used. One of the things was people had a lot of concern that highly subsidized or free public sector services are being used by top two quintiles who can afford to pay. That was a concern. There was a level of inequality in use of contraceptives or family planning services. But at the same time, we looked at, okay, so let's look at some of the positive things and build on our good things, what we have done, and look at the opportunities. And one of the key slides we looked at was, okay, if we analyze the data for 1995, 2000, 2003, and look at the public sector clients, And Egypt has been doing some good things in terms of very good outreach services. Their pricing pattern is also very favorable for market segmentation, because the prices in public, NGO and commercial sector are very well segmented. You can see that how people, how much they can pay and they can go to different sectors. So in this process, we noticed that if you look at the public sector clients, there was 43% increase in the poorest, like the people public sector clients are using from the bottom quintile, and there was a 32% decline in the wealthiest. So they're really doing something good, that it's increasing more and more public sector is subsidized services are being used by the poorest quintile, and they were also able to direct the wealthiest quintile to private sector because they can afford to pay. So we were just then looking at, okay, how to target services, what in the actually situation where resources are limited, how to maximize use and how to make sure that poor have access to contraceptives and family planning services. We also followed a detailed, very good evidence-based process of costing the plan, which involved building capacity, list all the specific activities in the plan, identify inputs needed for the costing, quantify inputs, and then collect cost information, assign monetary values, calculate total and unit cost, assess financial feasibility of the plan, and select low-cost and high-impact strategies. And it was such an interesting discussion with Ministry of Finance sitting here, Ministry of Planning, and Ministry of Health. And they were talking about, oh, this activity is very important. And the Ministry of Finance said, but it is going to cost you this much. Just think about it. So it's not just the costing process. In this process, then they went back, revised the strategic plan, looked at the activities again, and then selected the most with what they thought like high-impact activities. It was a very useful discussion and thinking about, because generally we see then the very good strategic plans are like just there's no money to implement them, and that's one of the major problems. And if we involve Ministry of Finance on the very beginning in the process, their buy-in, which really helps with mobilizing resources. One of the other key piece of information when we shared with them, okay, if you look at the retrospective cost-benefit analysis of last 25 years from 80 to 2005, what happened, we spent, we talked about like the 12 million less people, 10 million fewer younger people, non-working ages, 3 million fewer infant deaths, so 6 million fewer childhood deaths, and 17,000 mothers' lives saved. So these are the health benefits. But at the same time in this process, you spend 2,402 million Egyptian pounds, and the savings were 45,838 million Egyptian pounds. So that was such a useful piece of information when Ministry of Finance or Ministry of Health are looking, okay, this is something, it's an investment, it's important, we should be doing it. So that really helped with the process. Here's just the cover page of the strategic plan. So in this process, when we started this process in October 2004, and finally the plan was approved and money allocated June 2006. So in this period, we were not just at the same time when we are still planning, developing the strategic plan. We were looking at the urgent activities where decisions were already made and implementing those. So the process of planning and implementation was done simultaneously. So in the process, they created budget line items for contraceptives, a strategic plan developed and approved. And when I'm saying a strategic plan developed and approved, means with that costed plan, which had a specific amount listed that this much money you are approving for the implementation of the plan. And then the plan got included in the National Reproductive Health Plan. It means it will be part of the overall plan implementation process. And National Population Council and Ministry of Health and Population, they are responsible for the implementation of the plan. Because roles are very well defined, everyone knows what needs to be done and who will do it. And if you look at, they also, government took responsibility for the procurement and paying for contraceptives, and this graph shows how from USAID, like the share declined, and Ministry of Health took the responsibility. So I just want to mention that this is a process which involves continuous advocacy, looking at the information, talking to different stakeholders, political mapping. It's a political process, not just, but if you have really good information and you have convincing argument, it can really help you. And planning process really helps. And involvement of Ministry of Finance is key to it.